Radio
600, the IQC.
Hello, everybody. It's Maria Miles from the Salisbury Chamber of Commerce, listening to my favorite travel program, Travel World, right here on AM 600, CIQC.
Jump around and wiggle your belly.
Good morning, and welcome to another edition of Travel World. This is Willem Backus with Stephen Pickford and a very special guest, Eli Khoury, in studio with us, talking about his trip to Europe that he just took.
Just back, yes.
Absolutely.
You know, I just want to quickly, because I've got to go back on the other side for 2 minutes. Sorry. I want to quickly, off the top, tell you that the only way to Europe, the only way to go, obviously, is by plane.
Yeah.
Unless you want to swim, it's a little dangerous. Is when you get there.
Or hot air balloon.
The hot air balloon.
Yeah.
Which we know is not, you know.
Not all that secure
not
either.
Not secure either.
Yeah. Submarine.
Is by train.
Okay.
You know, I landed in Paris.
By train?
Well, yeah. Not across the ocean.
Not across the ocean.
There,
yeah.
You know? When you're on the train, you can think you're in a submarine.
Yeah. Once you're on terra firma. So I land in Paris, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I've never been to Europe before in my life.
Really?
No, first time I ever go. Land in Paris. I stayed a couple of days at the Hilton, which I'll tell you about in a second.
Mm.
And I take the train to London via the Channel.
Okay.
Right? All arranged by Rail Europe.
Cool.
And it's called the Eurostar, really, not the Channel. They don't call it the Channel anymore.
Okay, yes.
And then from London back to Paris, from there to Cologne, to Copenhagen,
oh,
to
you
Stockholm.
Went to Köln.
Yeah, to Köln.
Exactly. Köln is better, yes.
You know?
Köln. I went to Cologne. Did you see the dome and the cathedral and everything like that?
No, I saw the train station.
You saw the train? Hauptbahnhof, yeah.
It was a night train, so I couldn't get off. And
if
you had the adjoining, you know,
just a connection point.
Too bad you didn't get a chance to walk around Köln. It's on the Rhine. Oh,
yeah, I understand it's
place.
Very beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, the whole western part of Germany is supposed to be gorgeous. Hamburg and Dusseldorf and places like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the train is unbelievable. Like, Köln to Copenhagen. Then from there, you take a ferry to Stockholm. In Stockholm, you can go back to Paris, and I went to
Eli, did you go to Stockholm with a ferry?
You know, yeah, I did.
No.
I did. And the ferry's name is Chad, I think.
No.
I'm kidding. You know what?
Got his attention.
You know what's funny? You enter Stockholm by train.
Yes.
And there's a giant poster of Chad.
Oh, yes, the massage.
Know, so what are they famous for in Sweden?
Massage.
Yes.
The massage messiah.
Yeah,
the massage messiah. That would be the messiah massage.
Yeah. I mean, saunas?
Yes, saunas.
And massages.
Yes, of course.
Two things that, you know, Chad
the
are famous
for. The Sultan of sauna, the Messiah of massage, the hands of Chad himself.
Just quickly before before I have to get off here,
yes.
If you want to take the train, you want to book a rail pass, rail pass,
okay.
You want to call 1-888-382-RAIL, and you can arrange a rail pass. So the folks from Rail Europe,
mm-hmm.
their New York office, AJ Lazarus and Associates,
okay.
Were nice enough to give us a pass for...
Wow.
To travel around, and that is the way to go. I mean, they also have a Canadian office handled at a Mississauga, the fulfillment center. You call one day, and you get your passes the next day by FedEx. I mean, it's a very efficient service, and they have a website, www.raileurope.com.
Yeah.
How does that rail pass work? You just get on the train, show them your pass, and...
What happens is you have to...
transfer?
It depends what you have. If you have a first class, which is what I had,
mm-hmm.
you go to the ticket office, and you have to book a seat, which costs you a couple of bucks.
Okay.
But it's well worth it. It means you're guaranteed a seat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great trip. I was saying to Stephen earlier, from Brussels to Antwerp, which I have some family there, you can take the car. It's 25 minutes. It's 40 minutes by train, but you don't have to do anything.
That's right.
You just get on and you relax. Right. You watch the scenery. You have a drink.
And it takes you right into the center of the city.
Oh, yeah. No no problem with parking the car or anything like that.
Well, parking in Europe is always a problem.
It's like, it's parking in a sardine can, really.
I'll tell you one thing. When we went to Amsterdam, if they unleashed the green onions in Amsterdam, they would have a field day.
People park just everywhere, on the sidewalk, in alleyways.
Yeah, same thing in London and in Paris. I mean, London is still... the design of London, the city, is just like it was in Roman times. So streets are fairly narrow.
Okay.
And people park, and streets are narrow, and they're two-way streets.
Oh, no.
So people park anywhere.
Oh, no.
It's unbelievable.
Wherever you can put your car. I swear sometimes they put a little elastic band and a chipmunk on a roller skate, and they use that as a car.
Right. Oh, the cars are small, and they just squeeze them in there.
Yeah, Ford and Fiat put together some design for a car, which is basically, it's a two-seater. What I mean by two-seater, it means it's just two seats and four wheels. There's nothing, there's no place for a trunk.
Oh,
that's
no.
How small it is.
Holy cow.
I think we saw one of them when we were driving around in Amsterdam.
Yeah. That was right next to the wooden shoe factory.
Yes, right there's the wooden shoe factory.
Gas is $1.70 a liter.
Okay.
So you gotta wonder.
You have to watch what you drive.
Well, you tell people there you're driving around in a 1.1 liter engine, they think you got a V8 or something like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm just gonna go on the other side in just a second. Just quickly, thank you to Radisson SAS for putting me up in Brussels, as well as in London and in Stockholm. I'll tell you about the hotels in just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to Canada Direct for giving us long-distance cards.
Yeah.
And trust me, you want to buy your long-distance here before you go there. Phones are fairly expensive.
Oh, yeah. We have a good
Canadian
Canada.
Operator, yeah.
Yeah. And thank you to Hilton in Paris. They're right next to the Eiffel Tower. I'll tell you about them in just a second.
Just before you take off, Eli, how does that long-distance thing work?
Well, you get your card, of course,
mm-hmm, yeah.
And you get a little booklet with all the phone numbers.
Okay.
They cover 140 countries.
Right.
You call the 1-800 number in the country that you're in, and you're directly connected to a Canadian operator.
Okay, so that means you don't pay for their units. Because when I was in Cologne a couple of years ago, they charge their phone bill on, you know, they call it units or something like that.
Right.
And you see the little counters going up.
Just going up and up and up. It's like the gas pump running up.
Yeah. At one point, I called Montreal. I forgot my cards in my room, and I was down in Stockholm. So I put in my credit card.
Yeah.
And it was, for a five-minute call, about 60 krona.
Which works out to?
To about $20.
Holy macaroni. $20
for 5 minutes. So, no, you're much better off using the Canada Direct 800 number, getting
billed
in Canadian dollars at Canadian long-distance rates.
There's Canada Direct, and they're affiliated with Bell Canada.
Okay.
And they're called Hello Phone Cards. You can get them at the pharmacy.
Okay.
Or at a teleboutique. You can get $20 denominations. $50 denomination.
And these will work in Europe then?
Absolutely.
Call that 800 number and you're connected to the Canadian operator and they'll accept the card.
Oh, yeah, 100.
I mean, unless you go to a country which is not on the list, but there are 140 countries on the list. So you have to go to like Mars, not to
Mars. Yeah, that's where men are from, right?
Yeah.
Eli, did also for bank machines, did you find that you could just use your Interact card in a bank machine and withdraw money?
Yeah, you have to make sure that the sign that's on the back of your card, the plus or the Interact, is actually on the machine.
Okay.
But it's Europe. There's a bank. I mean, every 5 feet, there's another bank.
Oh, yeah?
So you can access your money. It used to be that, you know, it was very hard to find a machine, and they weren't compatible, and the cards weren't compatible, but now it's a great amount of interchangeability.
Plus, you can find Canadian banks out there. I saw some Royal Banks and some Bank of Nova Scotia's down
there.
In Europe, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, before you leave, go to your bank and ask them which bank they're affiliated with.
Okay.
They may be affiliated, like, I know that there's Handelsbank in Stockholm, which is affiliated with some bank here in Montreal.
Okay.
So, you know, it's kind of we're a global society now. You can't, it's like going next door.
Eli, we're going to have to talk about Air Montreal. You're going to take a break on the other side and then come back at any time. And Steve, tell us about Air Montreal.
If you're going around the province of Quebec on business, the best way is Air Montreal because prices are consistently 50% less than their competitor airlines. You start saving from the moment you call at 631-2111 because there's no airport improvement fee to pay and you get free parking at their terminal building on Ryan Avenue in Dorval. So business is taking you to Quebec City, Dalbeau, Rouen, Val-d'Or, Bagotville, Bonaventure, Mont-Joli, Île-de-la-Madeleine. Air Montreal is your choice for just-in-time travel. 631-2111.
Chad, roll the break.
Crap's world will continue.
Another holiday.
I think you're dead.
CIQC Montreal.
How you doing? Fitting in nicely to this long weekend. I'm Lita Poulsen at Brouille Martineau on St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada and Kirkland. A lot of people dropping by and say hi. So why don't you do that too? Remember, Brouille Martineau, St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada and Kirkland. Maybe you're out and about already. Come in for some sound, some great sound with Sharp Mini Systems available for you. Promotions going on right now with a Sharp Stereo System for $229, regularly $319. It's a savings of $90. It's a 40-watt total stereo system with 3-disc CD changer, double cassette deck, and remote control. And don't forget, on promotion this weekend, all 97 and end-of-line Sharp products, liquidation sale, prices never seen before. And drop by the audio rooms here. You can check out all the products, sample them. 29 stereo systems to choose from, starting from $179. Sharp mini systems give you unforgettable sound experience. There's a lot going here at Bureau et Martineau for you to check out, so you can bring the whole family and do some browsing, whether it be for furniture, for home appliances, or for electronics. We are Bureau et Martineau, St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland, where quality always meets low prices.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langille Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langilles with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langille's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langille's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
When the occasion has you thinking about diamonds, think Hemsley's, especially now during their extravagant, brilliant diamond sale. Up to 50% off a fabulous new fall collection. Rings, earrings, necklaces, bracelets. Hemsley's collection will surely bedazzle you. All at savings of up to 50% off. Christmas is coming. Take advantage now of special prices for your someone special, as well as Hemsley's convenient layaway plan. No wonder they say everything that glitters is sold for less at the Hemsley's Corner, St. Catherine and University.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 Fort Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Get Telemax from Videotron and get the max in television.
Thursday on Discovery Canada.
Telemax gives you Discovery, TSM, TLC, Fox, and more. Videotron will install your cable for just $69.99. Get a one-year subscription to cable with Telemax before October 31st and get over 40 channels plus a free Timex in the Glow Watch. Telemax from Videotron. The max in TV without a decoder.
Helen.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, very well.
So who gives the best massage in the field?
Without a doubt, it's Chad the engineer.
Absolutely.
And I won't say how I know.
This is Sharon Delaney from WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Stay listening to Travel World with Stephen Pickford here on AM 600 CIQC.
Talk Radio 600 CIQC. I don't want to be lonely.
Here on Travel World is Willem Backus.
Something to believe in, yes.
And Stephen Pickford. Following the first break with Chad the massage engineer. So he's back behind the console. It's good to have him back. You finished your run at Key Motorsports, Chad?
That's it. It's over. Goodbye.
How did the last race go?
We finished 6th and 4th.
That's terrific. Chad is an aspiring mechanic. You're getting your apprentice license. You have that? You're putting hours on there, or what's happening?
Yeah, I'm going to put some hours on it, and hopefully I'll be a certified grease monkey.
That's fantastic. Well, it's one of Chad's things. Ideally, you know, Chad, what would you ideally be doing in terms of mechanic work? Would it be race cars? Would it be just general mechanics, or what?
Oh, race cars would be great, but, you know, reality is a problem, so we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Yeah, well, we love reality. Well, speaking of massage, Stephen and I, in 2 weeks, we're going to be heading
to... 2 weeks, we'll be heading to Hawaii with Cynthia Fodor and Kara Hamilton. And
Yeah. Some of our correspondents, Cynthia's from Des Moines, and Kara...
from Annapolis, Maryland, outside of Baltimore.
So we're going to be covering that for Northwest Airlines, kind enough to furnish us with the tickets to get out to Hawaii, staying 3 days at the Big Island, 3 days on Oahu and Waikiki. And what is this place, Stephen? It's the Orchid Mauna Lani?
Yeah, that's part of the Sheraton Hotel chain, the luxury collection of Starwood Hotels and Resorts. And we'll
Oceanside
be,
Massage.
Oceanside Massage is one of their specialties. Pull up the table to the edge of the ocean and just hear the waves. Instead of having that, you know, dubbed music that they always play in those places, you have the
actual... Like a CD with Enya on it?
Yeah. You have the actual sounds of the ocean lapping, soothing you to sleep, and a great golf course there.
They invited us to this golf course, the Francis H. Brown Golf Course, the Mount Alani Resort. Look at the golf course, Chad. I mean, look at that.
I saw. Are you trying to make me jealous or what?
Well, we're trying to rub it in a little
and
bit.
And great tennis there. Cynthia is an avid tennis player. Maybe bring her to Montreal. I think Heather Hiscox is the queen of media tennis in this city, so maybe two of them could have a tennis tournament. I don't know.
That would be the Travel World Tennis Tournament.
Yes.
Let's see, the Travel Tour Tennis Tournament. Oh, anyway.
Yeah, we always change everything into something. We can make it something and nothing
silly,
and nothing
silly
into something.
Word games. But we do have something very special for the audience. It pays to be a regular Travel World listener, and we've got a special contest coming up. Today is the, we're describing it. It's going to be opening. The contest is closing in November. What we are giving away right in time for Ice Storm 99 is a trip for two to Miami, Florida in January.
Yes, in January you enjoy 4 days, 3 nights, your airfare, accommodations, some shopping vouchers, some touring, compliments of the Greater Miami and its Beaches Convention and Visitors Bureau, a great extended weekend getaway to sort of put the blossom into romance in your life.
Are employees not eligible?
Who's eligible, Jed?
Are employees not eligible?
Employees are not eligible, no. But we'll send you down in a pink dress if you really want to go. You know, we'll send you down to South Beach. You know, I see that on the E-show. But
yes.
Be that as it may, well, we are discussing a romance contest. We're looking to for people to submit, especially ladies. They tend to be better at this than men. We want you to submit a one-page letter, okay, hopefully typed so we could read it, one-page letter of your ideal romantic getaway to Miami. What would it be? No, not any cruises.
No cruises.
That, you know, what we want is imagination. No, Chad, we're not looking for erotic literature either. But what we are looking for is imagination, romance, you know? You want to go here, hold hands on the beach, the moonlight strolls, the whole bit.
What you'd like to do, what you'd like to see, how you would spend your 4 days in Miami.
If you were down with that special someone, what exactly would you do? And we're going to take all the entries. The contest closes November the 20th, at which point we are going to take all the entries. We're going to read them. This is not a drawing. You actually stand a chance. You've got a good imagination. It all depends on you.
It's just like the Pulitzer Prize, yes.
Absolutely. When we'll take the letter, we'll read it, and the winner will win this trip for two to Miami in January. So submit your entries to either by fax at 624-8887 to the attention of Travel World. Travel World Florida Contest.
Florida Contest. And our email address is travelworld, all one word, lowercase letters, at reporters.net. And the mailing address is Post Office Box 1672, Place Bonaventure, Montreal, H5A1H7.
The fax number once again is 624-8887. Email is also travelworld@reporters.net. So, going to send your entries. You want to go to Miami? You stand a very good chance. We're not talking about 649 here.
Oh, much better chances, and we'll be talking next week to Gene Sullivan from the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau, who'll tell you about some of the things going on over the next coming months that you might like to do down in Miami.
Yeah, and speaking of a great trip, we've got our good friend Eli Corey from the FM side, who's with us now, talking about his trip to Europe.
You know, it would take a couple of shows just to tell you guys what I did, especially just in Paris. I mean,
really,
I got on the metro, or the Metropolitain, or whatever they call it, and you pay eight francs one way.
Mm-hmm.
It's about $2.50, I guess.
Yeah, around that much.
And you can go pretty much anywhere in the city. Picture our metro system. Three times
really?
The size. Yeah, it covers everything. Every single part of the city you can get to by metro. It's unbelievable. I went to the Louvre, I went to Père Lachaise, I went to Place de la Concorde. You can go to all the tourist attractions by metro, which is great, because not only are cabs expensive in Paris, but they're dangerous.
Okay.
They drive about 3,000 miles an hour, you know, and they don't...
More like about 88 miles an hour in a Mercedes.
Yeah, yeah.
Get the picture, yes.
You know, and seatbelts are not, compulsory in France. So it was a great time. I stayed at the Hilton in Paris, which is right next to the Eiffel Tower. And the staff there was wonderful. If you want to stay there, I'll give you the phone number. Actually,
yes, please do. We want to know.
It's funny though, because we were talking about this with Stephen earlier, that Hilton USA and Hilton International,
they're different companies.
Yeah, two separate
they
companies.
Are?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're trying to get together with a share swap and everything and merging back together, but they split 31 years ago or something, mid-60s, and
see,
now
Stephen
they're trying to
this.
Come back together.
Yeah.
Only Stephen would know this.
This place was built in 66. It's got 462 rooms and suites.
Oh, wow.
It's a beautiful place. Wonderful restaurants downstairs. There's a bar as well.
Mm-hmm.
There was a conference room, a business area as well, if you want to make phone calls or actually meet with your staff. If you want to call them, you can call 0149-1977-06, or you can just go to www.hilton.com and check out the Hilton in Paris. It's called the Paris Hilton Hotel.
Wow, that's something. Hey, bonus points on the contest, by the way, if you mention Chad in your...
Yeah, I was just thinking about that, eh? If you include Chad as the you know...
Somebody says that,
the object of your affection.
that I don't have anyone to go with, but I want to go with Chad.
I think Mr. Smith has sent an entry like that, didn't he?
Yeah, only women get to do that, though.
You know, these are the 90s, and I think Chad should open up a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, I know, eh, Chad?
I think you should keep it.
Let me quickly talk to you about the Radisson, and the first time I called... I forgot the Radisson's number, and Steve was nice enough to remember it. And it's 1-800.
Uh-huh. Yes.
333-3333.
I thought you were imitating the report you made when you were tired.
You know, I was half asleep at that time.
Well,
We had gone out to eat fish and chips, and I was running around the city the whole day, and I was a little tired.
We were actually missing you last week. We were hoping to... Hello, this is the L.I. Courier with the CIQC massage minute.
Yeah. I didn't call. I was on a train last week. I was supposed to take one train. I took another, and I ended up not calling.
Yeah.
The folks at the Radisson, we were talking about this as well.
Uh-huh.
Wow, they went all out. In London, they put me up at the Portman, which is a beautiful hotel in the West End.
Wow.
You can have access to all the shows, all the Broadway shows,
really?
Whatever it is, and Oxford Street, which is all shopping, and Speaker's Corner, which is
Hyde
beautiful.
Park.
Hyde Park.
Yes.
You know, it's a gorgeous place, and you really, I mean, it's central in the fact that London is busy from 5 in the morning.
It really never sleeps.
You know, never sleeps.
Traffic and people.
Well, not unlike traffic patterns right here in Montreal.
Yeah, but the great thing about the Portman is that it's tucked away in a residential area.
Oh.
So you can sleep until noon, which I think Chad does all the time, but...
That's not nice.
I don't think I've ever done that in my life.
No, come on.
I'm always here.
Oh.
There you go.
Okay, so he sleeps here till noon.
Yeah.
That's okay. And
he sleeps here till noon.
Then we went to...
The only problem is with whom.
Yeah. We went to Stockholm, and the Radisson in Stockholm, the Strand, built in 1912 for the Stockholm Olympics.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to figure this place is going to be gorgeous, and
it
was.
Oh, 1912, yes.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place, right on the water. Luciano Pavarotti stays there.
Are you kidding?
When he goes, he stays in the suite way up on top.
Uh-huh.
It's a beautiful place. Also, Mariah Carey and Prince. And when I was there, this guy, Robbie Williams, who's a rock star in Europe, was staying there. And it was funny. You walk out of the hotel, there's 500, 14-year-old girls with cameras taking shots at you.
Oh, yeah. Taking shots. I think this is Chad's dream come true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, what was even better was when we went down to Des Moines, and we're on the top floor.
Executive floor of the Hotel Ford Des Moines.
And there were, like, I think 80 women between the ages of 18 and 23.
Really?
Yeah.
Iowa State Fair Queen Contest.
Yeah.
Yes, it was a state fair. Yeah, it was a beauty pageant, Chad. We should have said you should have had the hands of Chad judging this one.
Just quickly, you want to go to Radisson.com.
Okay.
If you want, they have all their hotels there, and you can actually book online, which is easier than doing anything else.
Right.
Hey, Chad, you got to work up an appetite doing this, eh?
I work up an appetite breathing.
And? You sure you could use?
Pizza Danini Pizza.
There you go. Tell us about Pizza Danini, Steve.
One number to call, 383-6000. It's 1130 in Montreal. Call now at 383-6000. Your great Montreal-style pizza and a whole lot more will be piping hot, oven fresh at your door in 30 minutes or less. 383-6000 for a great Pizza Danini lunch.
Ah, oh, Chad, roll the break.
You guys are bad.
We shall not break.
AM 600 Montreal.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, mesotherapy at its finest.
Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are of the utmost concern. LuxoCor 374-8181. Open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at LuxoCor today. 374-8181. Melt your cares away with LuxoCor 374-8181.
I'm Dennis Chisholm of Chisholm App Corps. When the time comes to change your existing windows and doors, or renovating your kitchen or bathroom is part of your plans, and when you know you just can't put off redoing your roof any longer, call Chisholm App Corps at 364-1890 for your free estimate and to get things started. Chisholm App Corps has been providing Montrealers with their renovation needs since 1956 and would be proud to have you as one of our valued customers. Chisholm App Corps, where quality and service is a 42-year tradition. That's Chisholm App Corps. 364-1890.
North and south, east or west, go seek your destination.
Looking for a great getaway? Sears Travel can get you there.
We give you the world. We help you get away.
And right now, you can book now, travel, and pay later. No money down, no interest, and no payments till you get back. Only at Sears Travel.
We give you the world.
Cruise the Panama Canal for 10 nights on Holland America's Mazda, November 28th and December 8th, $2,075, Category N cruise only.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Okay, how about if I say, hi, my name is Peter Goldberg, owner of Bouclair, and then I'll say that until Monday, Notions are 50% off. They'll love that. Then I'll repeat Bouclair and say 50% off Notions. At the end, I'll add with fabric purchase and details in store. Okay, let's record that.
Hello, and welcome to the Burger Barn.
No, I still understand you. Let's try it again.
Okay. Hello, welcome to the Burger Barn.
Much better.
This now, man is learning how to become a professional intercom announcer. Yes, there are hundreds of immediate openings for annoying and inarticulate people just like you. And after just 6 short weeks at the School of Intercom Announcing, you too will be ready to frustrate thousands. We'll teach you how to blow into a microphone, how to obscure key words in important announcements.
This is the final boarding call for singing, bottle four, bottle five, and go.
With your PA degree from SIA, you'll be on your way to low-paying jobs in discount stores, malls, airports, even restaurants. The School of Intercom Announcing. Just dial 1-800-245-6363 today.
Hi, this is Kim Campbell, former Prime Minister of Canada. I've traveled far from Montreal, and you're listening to Travel World on CIQC AM 600.
Travel World. Welcome back. It's segment number 3 of Travel World. It's Will and back is in the studio with Stephen Pickford. And we do have another little contest to announce to you. We love giving stuff away and rewarding our loyal listeners on Travel World, which we got to thank you for because the ratings are up again. Thank you very much for helping support our show and make it as successful as it is. What we'd like to do, what we do just to spice things up and give you a good laugh every now and then, we throw in a parody commercial, like the School of Intercom Announcing. We got one coming up in the next break. And what we want is, you know, email, again, at thetravelworld@reporters.net, or fax us, basically an entry telling us what was the parody commercial that we aired the last time, or at least the subject matter. And the winner we will announce every week, who correctly identifies that, will win a Pizza Danini coupon for a free pizza. So what do you think?
That sounds like a good idea. So keep listening, and if you hear it, we'll treat you to lunch or dinner and
absolutely.
A pizza, Donini.
It pays to listen to Travel World. You know, whenever we go places, too, because we were going back to the Poconos this year as well in November.
Yep, a couple of weeks after we get back from Hawaii, we go to the Pocono Mountains.
And Trip Ravine from Poconos, one of the first places we actually did this, started offering Canadian money at par at his restaurant down in the Barley Creek Brew Pub. But this is what we do. You know, we talk about our listeners. We say, hey, listen, we want to get our listeners from Montreal down to enjoy your resort. So what do you say?
That sounds like a good thing, too. We'll be going to the Caesars Pocono Resort.
Oh, that was great.
Taking some golfing and
champagne glass jacuzzis.
A lot of fun down there.
We got a taste for golf, didn't we, when we went down there?
Oh, we're going to take it up again in Hawaii. Take it up again
in Hawaii. Yeah, Hawaii, golfing.
Golfing in Hawaii.
But what was one of the afternoons they presented to us? They said, well, you know, Mr. Backus and Pickford, we don't know if you like this, but what do you think
would
of this?
Would you like to do some golfing? Would you like to play some tennis? Would you like to take a oceanside massage? Would you like to have dinner in our beach house restaurant and listen to the Hawaiian music, watching the sunset? I don't know. I think I'd rather stay in my room and watch the Spectre Vision.
Listen, we waited 14 years. 14 years we've been doing travel media, you and I, reporting. I used to write for the Downtowner, newspapers in Toronto, things like that. And finally, we get our dream shot to Hawaii.
This is going to be a great trip on Northwest Airlines. They've been bridging the Pacific for more than 50 years. The American flag carrier that takes you to more places in the Orient and the South Pacific, those dream destinations with the historical heritage of 50-plus years of bringing North Americans closer to the cultures and islands of the Pacific and the Orient.
And they got their affiliation with our friends at KLM now, don't they?
Yes, it's Northwest KLM, a merged sales, public relations, marketing force, reservations force.
Wow.
One airline worldwide, Reliability Northwest and KLM.
Sounds like a really great thing. And, of course, we got to send our roving reporter, Chad the Engineer, out on the road to investigate some of these places as we go to the States. So we're going to have a great time doing that. I remember when Steve and I, we went down to the Poconos, and we enjoyed our stay down at the Caesars Pocono Palace. There was, they have all kinds of live shows there. They have tennis. They have everything you might want to do. The meals are all included. They have suites which are made. It's basically
theme
a massive getaway.
Oh, it's a themed suite hotel. And the Roman Empire theme and the
champagne glass jacuzzis
and
private
spiral staircases and spotlessly clean, brand new. What a great. Actually, four properties and one property that they gear towards children is the Roman Empire theme and the
champagne glass jacuzzis
and
private
spiral staircases and spotlessly clean, brand new. What a great. Actually, four properties and one property that they gear towards children as well. But all inclusive and not overly priced, and when you think of what you get, it's one of those great hotels.
So who's our next guest, Steve?
Well, we're going to be talking to Jerry Wagschall.
Hey, friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
He's on W5 now, isn't he?
W5, yes. He was on the premiere episode of this season a week or so ago. And
he went to different places, reported on for the show. He's a heck of a nice guy. I'd like you to welcome on the show Jerry Wagschall. Jerry, welcome to Travel World again.
Hi there. How are you guys doing?
We're having a great Saturday. How about you?
Good. Not bad, actually. Just getting ready for the show. Going to go out, maybe put some new tropical fish in the aquarium.
Tropical fish from Brampton, maybe? You like piranha?
That's it, Brampton, yeah.
From the Brampton Aquarium. But you've been out and about discovering your new home in Toronto, and there's some things for this weekend getaways going on in Toronto.
That's it. Now, yeah, like there's been a long rivalry, I guess, between Montreal and Toronto, as you both know, and as people in Montreal know.
And
Montreal is often called the bad because of the, you know, the bars that are open later, and Toronto is sort of the good. But it's becoming edgier, and I think it's also becoming more fun.
When we're bad, we're better.
Bad or better, yeah. It's something that's, like, I think what you have to do in Toronto is really do sort of some exploring. But it definitely becomes more sophisticated and edgier, and I'll tell you a couple of things I would suggest doing. One of the areas, a lot of people think about College Street, but in my view, it's become almost like too hip for words. You know, it's in Utney Reader, they called it like the hippest district in North America, I think, and Clinton, right?
College and Clinton?
Yeah, they called it the...
That's an interesting merger, eh? College and Clinton, college girls and Clinton.
Exactly. one of the areas that I think is really worth noting here is the Danforth. I don't know if you are you familiar with this area, but it's also called Greek Town. It's got a lot of good Greek restaurants, very similar to Park Avenue. It's got a repertory cinema. But for a change in fare from the other Greek regular sort of Greek brocheteries, there's a restaurant called Lolita's Lust, which is basically a fusion restaurant. It's got great food. And unique combinations of foods, very nicely married with sophisticated flavors and excellent good service. There's good shopping there. There's, you know, like if you want to get really good cheese and sun-dried tomatoes and all that sort of stuff, coffee shops. But like I say, it's an area that's on the verge of, it's sort of just beginning to get cool, so it's not so cool that it's over the top. You know, not everybody is like sort of wearing black and funny like berets on their head or whatever else they do.
Black berets?
Well, we know.
Yeah.
They do, and they think they're really cool. Just west to Bloor, if you go west, you can also get into sort of an area, which I really like too, which is very similar to, I guess, Fifth Avenue in New York, which is elegant Yorkville.
Mm-hmm.
You've got excellent shopping, similar, like I said, around to the New York's Upper East Side. You know, some excellent stores like Club Monaco and Banana Republic and some very fancy ones like Tiffany's Jewelers and Versace and all that sort of stuff. The best movie theaters definitely in Toronto is there in the Manulife Center, which has like a little coffee shop. And some of the theaters here in Toronto are nicer than the ones that we've got in Montreal. Some of them aren't, but if you go to this one, it's particularly nice. There's some good restaurants on Cumberland and in Yorkville, and also some shops for people with normal budgets. And the Royal Ontario Art Museum is there as well, which is in front of the Park Plaza, a hotel that I'm going to tell you a little bit about. It's now being called the Grand Bay Hotel. It's got excellent services. Again, it has a sort of Fifth Avenue feel. It's elegant, it's cosmopolitan, sophisticated, and intimate. Now it only has 90 rooms, but it's going to be expanding. It's been bought by the Grand Bay Hotels and Resorts based in Phoenix. It's going to be one of the only hotels, I think, around that offers a 24-hour spa, and it's going to have a 10,000-foot square foot spa with 9 treatment rooms, a fitness center, and a lap pool. Now, one of the things that's interesting about this place is that it's basically it's associated with luminaries like Mordecai Richler, Margaret Atwood, and Peter Zowski, because it has this rooftop lounge, which has a really gorgeous view of the city where you can go up there. And it's quite an interesting thing if you are on a date or you want to do something at the end of the night with friends and just look over at everything. It has an unbelievable view, and it's a 62-year-old hotel. One of the other ways I think of going to Toronto, which is interesting, and I'm sure both of you are familiar with, is to take the Via 1 service.
Oh, yes. We really enjoy taking Via 1.
Via 1 is the only way to go.
Right. And I mean, you can eat sort of on the way. You can start off your trip in the Panorama Lounge.
Yeah.
Hand in your bags. You know, you've got wider seats, you can get a little snack and a drink, and you get some pretty good hot meals, and you arrive feeling relaxed and refreshed. It's kind of like the old stuff.
Not lose time en route.
Hmm?
Refreshed and relaxed, not lose time en route.
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, if you look at it, like having traveling back and forth to Montreal all the time, when you think about it, especially from where I am in Scarborough, I can get on the train actually at Guildwood and get into Montreal in about 4.5 hours. And if I actually have to go down to Pearson, it'd probably take me just maybe around the same time, if not maybe save maybe 45 minutes by taking the plane.
You got a valid point there, Jerry. That's true. It's one of the things we like about the Via Rail service.
It's the time savings and not just the cost savings, because even then, you know, you're saving 50% off of what the those high airfares are in that market.
It's true. If you're traveling last minute on the airplane, it's going to cost you probably 400 and over. And the Via 1 is $155.28 one way. That just checked the prices today. So if one of the things you like doing is just chilling out and relaxing on the way and not having a sort of stress-free thing. The other thing, too, can I mention is that for me, again, if you park there at Via, it's free. I mean, if you park at Guildwood, it's free parking. You just leave your car there. There's usually somebody in the train station. I mean, you don't have security, but you can leave it there. If you park at the airport, you're talking about 70 or 80 bucks for the weekend.
Right. Now, there's a cost saving there as well. No, Via 1 is the way to go from downtown to downtown.
We're going to be taking a break in a second there, Jerry, but we do want to welcome on the line with us a very special friend of the show, the Mr. New England himself.
Mr. New England himself.
Mr. Manny Witt. Manny, welcome to Travel World.
How you doing, guys?
We're doing just fine.
Steven, I'm actually on the way to Old Orchard Beach.
Wow.
Which I hope to be there in about a couple hours.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to put my feet in the ocean this afternoon.
Oh boy.
I'm in Stowe right now, and it's absolutely beautiful. It's It's probably about a week from peak right now.
Tell us about the foliage, Manny. It's got to be spectacular now this time of year.
Yeah. One thing I did notice, and probably it's I've never seen more Quebec cars at this point of time than probably all during the summer.
Must be our listeners to Travel World, Manny.
Yeah.
Hey, what kind of animals do you have out there, Manny, at this time?
Excuse me?
What kind of animals are there?
That would be Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford.
Yes.
Besides you
that's
guys.
That's part of it. Animals, we got everything here. We got moose, we got deer, we got everything here.
Listen, I'm going to ask you guys to just hang on the line because we're going to take a break right now.
Okay.
Chad, roll it.
Travel World will continue.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
Go choose some way to play.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
Kind of look like a couple of red lobsters.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
DIQC Montreal.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's travel accessory center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Bank. Telephone 271-5058.
Hello, I'm Lita Paulson, broadcasting from Bruy-Martineau on St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland, taking advantage of all the promotions, and here to tell you about them in the electronics department, furniture, right now concentrating on home appliances with Gibson refrigerators, quality, convenience, and value, of course. Gibson, they have a full range of refrigerators for you with attractive features like textured steel doors, tempered glass shelves, and the frost clear system, that makes cleaning a breeze, by the way, and they have also the models with adjustable rollers, see-through food crispers, that's amazing, and the removable deli drawers. They have more than 78 refrigerator models to choose from, so bring the whole family, get some help in making the choice, from $199 to $7,669. And as always at Bruy-Martineau, did you know this? There's free delivery within 200 kilometers, done by the experts, even on Sundays, and you buy now, you pay only in September 1999. No deposit, no payment, no interest, no hidden or extra charges. At Bruy-Martineau, drop by. We're open today till 5 o'clock. Promotions continue till Sunday at 5 at Bruy-Martineau, St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland.
Okay, how about if I say, hi, my name is Peter Goldberg, owner of Bouclair, and then I'll say that until Monday, Notions are 50% off. They'll love that. Then I'll repeat Bouclair and say 50% off Notions. At the end, I'll add with fabric purchase and details in store. Okay, let's record that.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travels USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call the corporate travel specialist at Dragon Travel in Dollar today, 626-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary, 626-3132.
Most people have a physical every year, but when was the last time you had a financial physical? If you have an investment or RRSP portfolio, make sure you know all the facts about your investments. One way to do that is to listen to The Money Show, Sundays from 5 to 6 with Babis Chronopoulos on AM 600. Another way to get the best investment advice is to order the free special reports from Investors Group. Learn all you need to know about RRSPs and tax planning. Call 1-888-829-2725. That's 1-888-829-2725.
Excuse me, sir.
What?
Coffee, tea, chemotherapy?
No, thanks. Maybe later. Hi, I'm a smoker, and while most airlines are turning away my business, I'm glad there's a new alternative for people like me.
Smokers Airlines.
In the event your cigarettes go out, a plastic mask will drop down, dispensing exhaust fumes directly from our engines. Strap it around your face and inhale normally.
That's good. So listen, if you like to smoke and you gotta fly, go with the airline that's like an ashtray in the sky.
We put the tar in tarmac. We put our heart in your heart and hair. It's no joke when you're going up in smoke. When you're going Smokers Airlines.
Call your local cardiologist for details.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
We're going off the deep end here on Travel World. Once again, it's Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford, and we're working for the weekend here on Travel World. It's my signature song at karaoke.
Yes, your signature song, Mr. Karaoke himself, Willem Backus, and the great fall foliage down there in Vermont. Manny Wood is down there.
Yep.
Mr. New England himself.
October is fall foliage. Put that in your mind. And
the Prince of Providence.
Yes, the Prince
the
of
Viceroy of Vermont. The Nobleman of New Hampshire.
You guys.
The Master of Maine.
Yes, the Messiah of Massachusetts and the Count of Connecticut.
Manny Witt.
Still forgot one more state, guys. Maine.
I said that. I said the Master of Maine.
Okay. I just want to tell you that as I was driving, I don't know if it's normal or it was just very unusual today, but I got your signal all the way down to Burlington. Is that normal for
KCCI? That's normal. We cover all of upstate New York, upstate Vermont, parts of New Hampshire. We got a lot of listeners down in that part of the country, too.
Yeah, it was quite strong right up until Burlington, and then it started, about 5 miles out, it started to get very staticky.
Yeah.
It was a good signal right up until Burlington, very strong.
Well, that's terrific. I'll pass that along to Kim Bickerdike. He will definitely appreciate the comments.
Yeah.
But we love to have our Northern American listeners here on Travel World. You know, everybody likes to hear about fun places to go, and you know, a couple of schmoes like me and Steve, it's going to be a lot of fun.
I got to tell my people down here to keep them tuned to CIQC.
Well, that way they're going to know what great work you're doing, Manny.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's right.
And you're heading down to Old Orchard Beach.
Yeah, I'm going to be heading off to Maine, and I'm just going to be going down through Hampton Bow, crossing over, going on the Antique Alley, which we call it Route 4.
Mm-hmm.
Takes us over to Portsmouth.
Yeah.
And then I'll head up on the 95 right up into Old Orchard.
And this is still a good time of the year to head down to New England. Good crisp air and the scenery and a lot of the, you know.
But don't forget the Kittery shopping outlet.
Right, it's the shopping. This is the time of the year to get down there to do shopping and get that Christmas shopping done.
So I just wanted to touch base with you guys.
Super.
I hope to see you soon.
Will do.
When are you bringing Lisa on the show?
In regards to everybody, and say hello to Lisa. Lisa's going to be probably in touch with you guys this week anyway.
Great.
So,
sounds good. So have a great time down in New England.
I will. Take care, you guys, then.
Thanks a lot, Manny.
See you later, Manny.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
And we got Jerry back.
Jerry Wagshall from CTV's W5 is still on the line, discovering Toronto.
I got a couple of other places I could note to you guys. They're just sort of off the beaten track.
Yeah.
Everybody knows about the big Chinatown, I guess it's on Spadina and Dundas. But there was another Chinatown, a smaller Chinatown.
Uh-huh. Tell us about that, Chad. Thank you.
Oh, we got a little busy signal there.
Yes.
Oh, that's a nice sound effect.
We put it on our CD just for effect. Now go ahead. Come on, Jerry.
All right. So on Girard and Broadview, for example, around that area, there's another Chinatown that's smaller, and it's got some really interesting things. First, it's got some really great noodle shops. One of the, you know, where you can get those big soups?
Yummy.
You know, for about $5 or $6. Awesome. There's one called Double Eight that I go to. It's quite nice.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got some really interesting little stores where, in Montreal there's places where you can see now two kinds of fish. One, you can see the big, huge carp and other fish like that swimming in tanks where people pick them out and then they get killed and then, you know, that's sort of the thing.
The people or the fish?
No, the fish.
Okay.
I'd be worried there for a second.
That would be the Toronto Piranha Tank.
No, not a Piranha Tank.
You go there,
95 pound piranha.
Oh, yuck. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Steve.
Pick your fish, and he dies, right? Or she dies. And then if you want to
pick your fish and you die.
What?
never mind. We're just going crazy here.
I was just trying to get that one. the other thing is you can do is there's about 3 or 4 other tropical fish places around the area as well. So, and they're not too well marked. Like, some of them are like garden stores, and they sell plants, and they also sell tropical fish. That's where I'm going to go today. And you can see all kinds of interesting fish there, like puffer fish and angler fish. And if you're into, if a bit of a sort of a bit of a fish geek, actually, I kind of like fish, so I'm going to go there.
Oh, yeah. It's a great little hobby, having a tropical aquarium, yeah.
A couple of other things, quickly. A place called Kivas, which is in the north end of the city, probably very understated, but probably the best bagel and lox and cream cheese in Toronto.
Yeah,
not as well known.
In Toronto, yes.
Yeah, known by some people probably from that area, but it's a find. If you can drive out there, it's definitely worth it. But it'll take you about half an hour from downtown. And of course, there's always the Toronto Zoo off the 401, where you can see monkeys, Siberian tiger, a red panda. So, you know, if you want a little bit of animal world,
and that's just
where
the newsroom.
We were just saying off 401. It's not, the address is not 9 Channel 9 Court, is it?
No, it's not. It's off the 401. It's around Morningside. You know, if you can handle the sort of, the only problem I think with the zoo is that they have a little bit of a food issue, because they've got those like McDonald's where they don't give you straws and things like that because the animals can get at them. But otherwise, it's a pretty cool zoo. And there's also a really nice beach in Toronto's sort of east end, which is Cherry Beach, and there's the beach also. And there's some very edgy, fun things to do in Toronto. It's definitely becoming a more exciting place to visit.
Oh,
wow,
a lot of fun things to do, and some places that people in Montreal may not be aware of, and they can head up there on VIA. And
absolutely, head up there, hang out at the Park Plaza, go to Kivas, get yourself a bagel and lox and cream cheese. I mean, there's certainly some fun things.
Or bring them from Montreal. Hey, Jerry, small world department here, but we found somebody who says she knows you. When you used to work at the Montreal Daily News, or she did.
And she was also the CBC.
We met a lady named Trudy. I don't know if you know anybody named Trudy.
Trudy, yeah, I do remember. She worked at CBC, too?
Uh-huh, yeah, that's the one. She's in our karate class.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so when we mentioned you're on W5, she goes, Jerry Wagshall's on W5?
Really, eh?
I remember you from your long hair days.
Trudy, now from my long hair days from CBC. I don't remember having long hair at CBC.
Not CBC.
I must have known her in high school or something.
Possible, possible. It's a very small world. But
small world. Say hi to her for me. I'm just trying to remember who. Just trying to remember her.
Yeah. Well,
what does
right.
she look like?
Trudy, she's about, I would say maybe 5'4", short brunette hair, that kind of thing.
And she worked at the Daily News. I think I do know who she is.
Yeah.
Say hi to her for me.
Definitely will, shall I?
All right, you guys.
You probably already did. Jerry, it's great having you on Travel World with us once again.
Nice talking to you, as always.
Nice talking to you, and you have a nice day, and take care.
Yes. Thanks a lot, eh?
Great weekend.
Bye.
Well, that brings us again to wrapping up another show here on Travel World,
Another show. It's, as always, a lot of fun, and talking about Toronto, we were up, I was up on the way to Richmond, Virginia, mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, and had a chance to stay at a hotel we had stayed at a couple of, around 10 years ago, it's been
the
10
Carlton
years already.
Place.
The Carlton Place, the best Western Carlton Place, right near the airport, mm-hmm. It's a lot of Montreal business travelers stopping off to do business in the west corridor there near the airport, mm-hmm. And what I liked about it was you could walk to some cinemas and some restaurants nearby. You weren't just stuck in your hotel, as sometimes you are at an airport hotel. And it's one of the largest Best Westerns in North America. 500-plus rooms, and a favorite of airline crews. United Airlines, U.S. Airways were staying there. So Best Western Carlton Place near the airport, reintroduced to it after a decade. It's, 10 years already.
Well, with the theme song, once again, the end title, Je reviens de Montréal, Robert Charlebois, we know that show is almost over.
Almost over. Another hour has come to pass. And next Saturday, we'll be talking to Gene Sullivan from the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau. The official launch of the Romantic Weekend Getaway and all those great things that are coming up this winter in South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So get your entries in TravelWorld at reporters.net.
462-4887 by fax. And I just want to issue a very special hello to Lori. I hope you're having a super day. And for everyone else listening to us at Travelwood, thank you for joining us once again and making us part of your Saturday morning schedule here on CIQC Talk Radio 600. Stephen?
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next Saturday from 11 to noon for Travel World, right here on AM 600 CIQC.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford. Thanks for joining us.
Next week.